This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's time for our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of news talk radio. Changed a bit because it's Thanksgiving week, but that nonetheless brings us into contact with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with the charts for the week of November 21st to the 25th. All the stories about transition and things that are happening, the true, the sort of true, the untrue.
The true untrue.
The true.
What are the true fake stories?
The untrue stories.
Yeah, what are the true untrue stories this week?
Yes,
as we enter the era of fake news, false news, news, sensational news.
Snooze news.
And total chaos.
Yes.
Kind of a shortened week in terms of the research. And normally that doesn't bother me because things tend to slow down over the holidays. Except the way things are going these days, there are no holidays.
Right.
I have never in my life seen the news cycle so on steroids, so
sped up. Seeds itself, kind of.
Oh, my gosh.
Right.
And, let's go for it. And
I think we should. Let's go through the stories and the people, courtesy of the research at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. Michael Harrison's in charge of that whole hullabaloo. He has thousands of people working for
him.
Millions around the world watching.
We even have a large lunchroom. Okay.
Yes,
at number 10, we have NFL action. At number 9, Facebook's Chinese censorship tool. And that's tied with Kanye West hospitalized. He, by the way, is the next president of the United States.
He is, that's true.
At number, you better start getting ready. Right. At number 8, U.S. immigration policy. Number 7, attacks on police officers. Number 6, state of the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Number 5, the Thanksgiving holiday and the beginning of the Christmas holiday season. Number 4, the future of Obamacare. Number 3, U.S.-Russia relations. Number 2, Trump's meetings with the media, the press, the TV people, and the Pence Hamilton incident. That was number 2. Happened, last week on Friday, but boy, it has legs. And number 1, the Trump transition and Halle to be the UN ambassador. On our people survey, we have Kanye West and Mark Zuckerberg at 10. Number 9, Vladimir Putin and Angela Merkel. Number 8, Mitt Romney. Number 7, Jared Kushner. Number 6, Rudy Giuliani. Number 5, Stephen K. Bannon, and we will control the galaxy. At number 4, Nikki Haley or Halle. Number 3, Barack Obama. Number 2, Mike Pence. And number 1, Donald Trump. And there you go.
All right, so Stephen K. Bannon was seen in a restaurant at the St. Regis Hotel with Mark Cuban this week. Mark Cuban, yes, that Mark Cuban, a billionaire developer of certain software, owns the Dallas Mavericks, is on Shark Tank, and had been an outspoken supporter of Hillary Clinton, couldn't say enough bad about Donald Trump. And isn't it strange that he's having coffee and conversation with Trump's, at least at the moment, sort of number one guy? I don't know how long that'll last, because I don't think most of these people, I think what you're, my own read on this, and certainly people are welcome to share thoughts with us, Michael at talkers.com and Doug at DougSteffen.com, about what you think or how you'd like us to approach any of the issues. You're certainly welcome to contribute and give us some ideas. We're always interested in new ideas, new ways of talking about some of these things. Anyway, so Bannon, who isn't somebody that appeals to me greatly, Trump seemed to have, at the moment, there's a reason for being for the two of them having their relationship. Having said that, Trump is pretty good business-wise and otherwise. His reputation is that when someone has outlived their usefulness, they are quick to depart. And that's pretty much his rap. When you look at his business, people, he hires people and they do their job. And if he doesn't need them anymore, see you later, alligator. I'm getting a strong feeling about Trump, that he has changed his mind, or there was so much theater involved. Maybe he was smarter than we thought he was, with all of his mouthing off and Twitter usage, et cetera, et cetera. Because now he's trying to mend fences with the New York Times. He says Hillary Clinton's a nice lady, leave her alone. He's changing his position on lots of things.
Well,
I'm
he's a
betting
performer.
Bannon is not long for this world. I think he's someone that can. And I mean, even look at what, you know, Pence is the number two guy on the list of people being discussed. But he was brought in to do the transition, and he's sort of being scooted aside by the son-in-law Kushner and Trump himself. I mean, how much do you hear coming out of Pence?
Well, Pence was number two on the survey because of his position in the center of that whole Hamilton brouhaha,
yeah,
which was the main topic of conversation over the weekend and into this week.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, we're just reflecting reality. As far as Stephen K. Bannon is concerned, time will tell. He's a controversial figure. He's kind of murky.
Yes.
My opinion, he's kind of creepy looking.
He is creepy looking. He really is. He's greasy.
But I think that creepy look. I think that creepy look is contrived. I think they're all contrived. I think this is professional wrestling. I think they're shock politicians.
I really think
that they are all buddies. I don't think they hate as much each other as much as they say when they curse each other out. And I don't think they like each other as much as they say when they make nice. I think they're just professional politicians in the new era, and they do what it takes, and they learned a lot of this. Actually, Trump is a student of Howard Stern. He's a student of Don Imus. He's a student of Don Rickles. There was a guy that was before Don Rickles who was very big. I can't think of his name. He was a comedian that preceded Don Rickles as an insults artist. Big heavyset guy with a bald head. And he was funny. He was very, very funny. Trump is a shock politician. Now, that doesn't mean he can't be effective. But anybody who believes that the rhetoric they hear during the campaign is going to be followed to the letter in the administration, you know, wake up. Look at history. It never happens. So it's not going to happen.
I don't think we can predict what's going to happen. All these people who are protesting, who are running around, Trump this and Trump that, we got to do this and we got to do that. Such a waste of time and energy. You want to protest something, and something that's right up in your wheelhouse, then go to North Dakota and protest the government. You see, side piece of all of these things. These people who are left of center that want to bring Trump down before he even gets up. If you look at Trump's history, he's more liberal than Mrs. Clinton on a lot of things. So
that's the point. But that's why I said, what's going to happen most likely is that the ardent supporters of Trump are going to be disappointed, and the critics of Trump will be relieved.
Yes,
it's going to work its way into the middle. We hope. I mean, there are aspects of Trump that concern me, but they're not necessarily the shocking promises he made. I don't believe he's going to build a wall. I don't believe he's going to deport every illegal.
No.
I don't believe he's going to bring back repeal Roe versus Wade. I don't believe.
He's a business man. He's interested in how
he and his friends
can make money. They're going to.
He's not going to ban all the Muslims. None of that stuff is going to happen. So relax. But I'm very concerned about the way he bullies the press. I'm very concerned about the First Amendment, and I'm concerned about any president. You see, I don't trust any presidents. I think the time to stop the campaign is now, and everybody should just wait and see and be ready to protest when things happen that are protestable, as opposed to protesting the past. The election is over. Although, have you heard that some computer scientists are urging the Clinton campaign to appeal the election, that there might have been voter tampering or machine fraud in certain key states that would affect the Electoral College. That's kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm. Well, there is a move afoot to get people to support, to change the Electoral College. They're not really beholden. They can do what they want to do.
They're going to do what they have to. They can't get away with that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the Electoral College, the Electoral College is a discussion that needs to be had in this country, and it needs to be done academically. It has to be explained historically. Nobody really gets it because it's not explained. And It's not that hard to explain.
Teach that stuff anymore in school.
I don't know what they teach in school.
But what are they teaching in school? All right, let's pause for a moment. Then we'll continue on with our discussion of the hot hits in talk radio. News Talk Radio, The Focus, on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison.
For pet owners and their four-legged friends, interacting with other dogs is a great opportunity to exercise and socialize, but can also pose health risks. Pet expert Julia Szabo explains.
Your dog's social life can put him or her at risk for health conditions such as canine influenza and parasites like fleas and ticks, which can cause both disease and discomfort. It's important to be in the know about risk factors and prevention options. Here are a few tips. Ensure your dog's vaccinations are up to date. Always discuss your pet's lifestyle with your veterinarian, including travel plans. Be aware of disease threats that could impact your dog. For example, there's a new strain of canine influenza, and it's incredibly contagious. Check your dog regularly for ticks. Catching them early can reduce the risk of Lyme disease. Talk to your veterinarian about choosing the right product to protect your pets from parasites. For example, Bravecto is the only oral chew to deliver flea and tick protection to dogs for up to 12 weeks.
Visit MyPet.com to learn more. This message brought to you by Merck Animal Health. Bravecto important safety information. The most common adverse reactions recorded in clinical trials were vomiting, decreased appetite, diarrhea, lethargy, polydipsia, and flatulence. Bravecto has not been shown to be effective for 12 weeks duration in puppies less than 6 months of age. Bravecto is not effective against Lone Star ticks beyond 8 weeks after dosing. Visit my
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Big Jim and three pancakes for 89 cents.
I don't care what you call them, pancakes, flipjacks, flapcakes. The point is, at Burger King, you can get a stack of three of them for 89 cents. What kind of deal is this?
A great one? Fill up on three golden pancakes for 89 cents. This is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get three pancakes for 89 cents. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation varies.
The first place to stop and the best place to shop is Kohl's Black Friday. Shop Black Friday deals online all week long at Kohl's.com. Get $24.99 toys, $7.99 after rebate kitchen electrics, $29.99 diamond and crystal earrings. And stores open Thursday at 6 p.m. Plus, only once a year, everyone gets $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. The first place to stop and the best place to shop is Kohl's Black Friday. Select styles, hours may vary by location. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
You know what scares most people? Spiders, heights, public speaking. You know what scares me? Unused inventory. I find the prospect terrifying. Got goosebumps just thinking about it. That's why we use Grainger. Grainger's inventory management solutions make sure our facility has exactly what we need when we need it. No overstock, no understock, no goosebumps. When it comes to inventory management, Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here on the countdown. We found the man, the culprit. The person Michael was speaking about was old-time comedian Jack E. Leonard.
Yeah, he was the one.
He was the father
of the whole thing. Jack E. Leonard led to Don Rickles. Don Rickles led to Howard Stern and Don Imus. And they all led to Donald Trump.
Do you think there's that much similarity between Imus and Stern? Maybe there was in the early
From a broad strokes position, yeah, they're insulters. Right. They insult their guests. They insult people. They were nasty, slightly dirty. Microoscopically, they're very different. But from a broad strokes, step back and look at the genres of radio, yeah. And that's why the two of them were such enemies.
There we go. All right. Every week, the countdown is heard on great radio stations around the country like WAIM, News Talk 1230, The Alternative, in Greenville, Spartanburg, South Carolina. So we say hi to all of the folks that are listening to the countdown there, as you do every week. This program is brought to you courtesy of the research done at Talkers Magazine. Michael and Doug at 21 after the hour on the countdown.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel Nephilim by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, hashtag Nephilim.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 after the hour and change, and then some, as they say. I'm Doug Steffen. Thank you for joining us. Us includes Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Here as we go through the stories, people, we give you the list. Excuse me. Then we talk about some of the things that are part and parcel of the list. We go off onto tangents, which are pretty similar to the conversations on good talk radio programs, where the sky is the limit. Everything is open for a discussion and suggestions. So I'm going to bring you around to the protesting that's going on. There are those who think that we need to protest Trump before he does anything. And you've just given people some very good advice in that department. So I'm going to ratchet it up one more level. I'm going to suggest that what we ought to be doing, if we want to protest and have it become productive, then what we ought to be doing in the days, remember Vox Populi and Jerry Williams and some of the things used to get people out in Boston and they'd be protesting this, and it was great fun, and it also got results. So if you want to get results, look at the situation in North Dakota with the Native Americans and the way they've been treated. I was the first person on the radio to start talking about this the day it happened. It took everybody else, including most of the news media, weeks to figure out what was going on up there. In the meantime, this is an atrocious example of no leadership. Here's Obama who says, oh, let's wait and see what happens. Meanwhile, people are getting the situation up there is becoming more intense because of no leadership. And you got all of these people that are protesting what they don't know. And I said to a friend of mine who sent me an email who's going through, look at this girl, she's got a broken arm, it's outrageous, it's horrible. I said, yeah, you're protesting Trump. Why don't you go protest Obama? It's his fault.
Well, I think he has, right. You know what I think? I think we should get rid of Obama.
I think you're right.
You've just convinced me. I am not going to vote for Obama anymore. I think you're making a really good point, Doug. And,
Thank you.
And I think that, matter of fact, I'm going to run out right now as soon as we're off the air, and I'm going to make a sign, down with Obama.
Okay. Okay, well, I guess I've just been put in my place.
No, it's inspirational.
It is. I just think people are so damn interested in protesting.
And I'm not going to ask you what it is about North Dakota you're bringing up, because then we'll be so far afield from our mission on this program I won't know how to bring you back.
For those of you who don't know, there's a big protest going on because the private pipeline company that wants to build this pipeline that we need, that's important, wants to build it under the water supply for the Sioux Nation in North Dakota. So somebody figured out, instead of the Army Corps of Engineers figuring it out, somebody locally said, wait a minute, if that pipeline goes under our water supply and springs a leak, what happens to our water supply? Duh. And so they started protesting, and it stopped the building of the pipeline. But at the moment, they haven't moved ahead. The oil company wants to do it. Obama says, well, we'll wait a while and see what's going on. And, meanwhile, the situation becomes more and more intense. And the sheriff's got all of that stuff, the leftover things from the Pentagon. You see how many angles there are to this story? All that stuff that the police shouldn't have because they don't know how to use it, that the Pentagon goes out and buys and gives away, which Obama said he was going to curb, but he really didn't.
Mm.
Get it?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
get him out of office, Mike.
Another way of looking at this is that if it springs a leak, all that water could get into the oil and ruin it.
That's true, I guess.
I mean, you're looking at it the wrong way.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Yeah. All right, so.
Once again, I have the wrong slant on things. It's time for me to straighten up and fly right.
You're funny.
Yeah, it is.
Wait, a break coming up?
Yeah.
It's time to reset, folks.
And not a moment too soon either, as far as this is concerned. Okay, so I've had my... I'm not talking anymore. The rest of it...
No, you talk.
It's all yours. No,
otherwise, I can't finish my pizza.
No, uh-uh. What kind of pizza you got?
Omelet pizza.
No. Omelet pizza?
No, I'm not eating anything. I'm just being silly.
Yum. I got to have a little of that. I'm for that. All right, we'll pause now, folks, and have an omelet pizza. It's 28 past the hour on the countdown.
Lights, glamour, action. It's time to get holiday ready. Burlington has the latest styles to help your family shine all season long. The headliners this holiday? Glitz and glamour in demand. Metallics, rose gold, and subtle sparkle kick up your look day or night. Turn heads in sweaters and dresses with cold shoulder details. Plus, we've got everything to deck out your home for the holidays. Up to 65% off other retailers' prices every day. Burlington, style for everyone.
And now, it's time for The Lens of Liberty. Here with today's installment is author, speaker, and activist Helen Creeble.
People in Florida were so concerned about the growth of online gambling that the legislature decided to pass a law banning electronic slot machines and internet cafes. But the law was written so quickly and so poorly that it actually banned all computers, cell phones, and other devices that could connect to the internet, and therefore could be used for gambling. More than 1,000 legitimate internet cafes across the state were shut down until the mistake could be corrected, though hardly any were guilty of anything. Instead of legislating in haste, lawmakers should take their time, look through the lens of liberty, read the bills, and make sure they have the right solution to the right problem.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
If you've ever had digestive issues slow you down, it's time to live digestively with the number one high-potency probiotic, Ultimate Flora. Because with 30 billion live cultures inside you, life feels a little lighter, a little livelier, a little more you. No matter where life takes you, live digestively with Ultimate Flora Probiotics from Renew Life. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Number one probiotic brand with 15 billion or more cultures.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Here, 34 after the hour. Happy Thanksgiving weekend from the Talk Radio Countdown Show and from Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. Talkers Radio, Talkers Television is there. His weekly podcast, Up Close and Far Out, is there. Plus a discussion of all of the issues. I thought it was interesting this week. What are you talking about? I'm Doug Steffen, by the way.
Are you?
Yeah, I am.
I'm in the wrong place. I'm sorry.
I've been in the right place.
I went into the wrong studio.
Yeah. Very nice.
I thought we're going to play country music.
We could do that.
So what were you about to say?
I forgot.
Yeah, you were about to say that I have an interesting podcast.
Yes, I have said that many times, and it is interesting.
We have a 96-year-old public relations legend telling us how to make a turkey.
He's 96?
Yeah, 96 years old.
No.
His name is Leo Pearlstein, and he's a legend in the public relations business out in Hollywood. And he's a guy that put together all these food promotions back in the old days where he would tie in, you know, like the Mexican shrimp industry or the California egg farmers or the Northwest salmon growers and then bring in celebrities and do promotions. And he was an expert on turkey. He did big turkey promotions with Gene Mansfield. And it's kind of it's not your typical up close and far out. It's more a holiday fun get together.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I thought we should go back to talking about protesters, don't you think?
Yes, sure. Well, protesters, are part of what's been happening now in the country. Trump's transition, the meetings. Protesters are part of the package that we should be talking about.
I would protest Rudy Giuliani not having any hair. I think that would be good. Mm-hmm. Things like that. I think, to be serious for a moment, speculation, it's funny because depending on the stripes of the person doing the talk radio program, there are all kinds of pejoratives, as there ought to be. I mean, this is about people and their thinking. What do you think about this? And this is my opinion about that. I think there are a lot of people who are hardcore when it comes to Donald Trump and what they thought was his persona, what they thought was his politics. And they look at him talking to all these people that he was lambasting, like Mitt Romney. I will bet you by the time we see an end to this weekend, I'm not a betting person, but I'm going to bet you by the time we see Monday that after Mitt Romney has talked to his family over the weekend about being Secretary of State, that he'll be the nominee for Secretary of State. I don't see, that's one of the most easily. And you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if Trump talked to Hillary Clinton about a job in his administration. How do you like that?
I wouldn't be surprised. I don't think it's going to happen. But no, I wouldn't be surprised. I don't know if Mitt Romney is going to be Secretary of State or not. But I think that there certainly is a very good chance of it.
Yeah.
Because as I said earlier, for folks just joining us, I don't believe that the level of anger, the level of hatred, the level of enemyship, or the level of friendship is real when it comes to this type of big time politics. The old expression, politics makes strange bedfellows.
Yep,
it's very, very temporary, very subjective.
Yep.
And it's dangerous. These people are backstabbers.
Mm-hmm.
They're not nice people.
Mm-mm.
And really, politics comes down to your scoundrel versus my scoundrel, as opposed to your saint versus my sinner.
Let's look at this list. The people list this week includes Kanye West, not a good guy. Vladimir Putin, not a good guy. Mitt Romney, okay guy. Jared Kushner, who knows yet. Rudy Giuliani, not a good guy. Stephen Bannon, not a good guy. Nikki Haley, not a good lady. Barack Obama, not a good president.
What are you talking about?
I'm going.
Wait a second.
I'm just going through this list.
Benjamin Franklin, not a good guy. Alexander Hamilton, not a good guy.
Alec Baldwin.
Yeah. What are you talking about? Who is a good guy? You know what? It just shows you something that's really troubling about American politics, although maybe it's a healthy state of democracy. Why is it that we can't come up with somebody that half the country doesn't hate?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how come there's nobody out there where everybody says, let's get that guy or that woman to be president. Let's pull them out of what they're doing.
Why do you think we have that? Why are we in that state of thought? What's going on? Is it that the news media?
Well, maybe there are no good guys. Maybe there maybe there are no universally across the board good
people. How are people created? How are you created? How am I created? What makes us who we are?
I need a few more facts before I get what that question means. What do you mean, how are we created?
Well, the type of person that you are or I am comes from our environment. It comes from what values we have. We get what we have and who we are.
Yeah,
nature and nurture. Yeah.
So what you're insinuating is that this is a reflection of this.
I'm not insinuating. I'm inferring.
Okay. What you're saying is that it's our culture has produced dastardly people, and we have to choose the dastard that most aligns with our needs and our interests.
I'm suggesting that it may even be deeper than that. I'm a great believer, and I think you are too, but I won't put you in this position. I'll take the heat, if there's heat to be taken, on the value of astrology. And what you find out from an astrologer about a person by knowing their birth sign, where their moon is, where the sun sign, where the moon is, birth sign, all of that stuff is important. There are three things that when a good astrologer gets information about a person based on where he or she is born, the time they are born, and the date on which they are born, you can find out a whole lot. I had an astrologer do something on Donald Trump, and you can't believe how accurate it is as to who the guy is. From what we can see, excuse me, and what you think or you garner about him from his actions. He's a Gemini, and Geminis never make up their mind. They can't make up their minds. He will be one place one day and another place the and be get ready for it for the next 4 years. And people who work for him, what I said before about him, you know, people come in and they work in the administration, they work in his company, and then they're gone because he decides one day this person is good, next day that guy's no good, get rid of him. That's what Geminis do.
Well, I'll tell you, in the spirit of open-mindedness and the fact that I like to be fair and listen to all points of view, I have to say that what you're saying is absolutely ridiculous. I mean,
that's fine.
I'm sitting there saying to myself, what is he going to say that he's protecting me from taking the heat? And you delivered. Oh, man.
I mean, Doug,
there's no such thing as Gemini. There's no such thing as constellations. These are made up constructs, they don't exist in reality.
Really?
They don't exist. Well, astrology is total crap.
It works for me. I guess I'm total crap.
No, you're not. You're just connecting dots that aren't there. That's what constellations are, connecting dots that aren't there. There is no big dog. There is no dipper. There is no hunter with a belt. Those things are just the human mind. The human mind connects dots that aren't there sometimes. We also connect dots that are there. And the key is to connect the right dots for the right pictures.
I've never had your chart done. Now think about it. Can you give me your birthday and
my birthday is a holiday. It is celebrated every year.
Really?
Yes. They do radio specials on my birthday. I was born on September 11th.
Wow. I haven't seen.
I was truly born under a bad sign.
I didn't know that.
9/11.
Huh. The astrology for that day was very bad for the United States, by the way.
Well,
very bad.
That's all. There you go.
Well, that's it.
And you know what really annoyed me? Was they start calling the event 9/11. They couldn't call it Pearl Harbor Day. They couldn't call it World Trade Center Bombing Day. They couldn't call it Terrorism Day. They had to call it 9/11. Right. So every time, you know, they ask you for your birthday, I have to say 9/11. Then they look at me and they think I'm a terrorist or
You're
something.
You're in charge. Right. It's your fault. The thinking.
Think about that. Imagine all of a sudden your birthday becomes known for the date.
How did I not know that was your birthday? As long as I've known you, I didn't know that.
Is that why you haven't sent me anything?
That's exactly why. Now I know what I'm going to send you. All right, 44 after the hour. This is Talk Radio Countdown. In review, the hot hits in talk radio for the week.
When you need to keep a business running, or a school, or a bakery, or an HVAC shop, or an auto body garage, a cleaning service, a locksmith, a contractor, a property management company, a restaurant, a grocery store, a dry cleaner, a hotel, a moving company, a hospital, or pretty much anything, you want Grainger. Grainger has the products and solutions to help a growing business succeed. Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Did you know that dogs and cats can develop diabetes just like humans? Many pet owners don't know, but it's a manageable condition. That's why experts are raising awareness during November, Pet Diabetes Month. West Coast-based veterinarian Dr. Courtney Campbell.
Proper management is the key to maintaining a happy and healthy pet with diabetes. It's also critical to work with your vet to determine regimen and routine. With good care, nutrition, and plenty of exercise, a diabetic pet can live as long as a pet without diabetes of the same age and gender.
Dr. Campbell says the first step for pet owners is recognizing if your four-legged friend has any signs.
Some signs of pet diabetes include drinking more water than usual, urinating more frequently, and always acting hungry. If you see any of these signs, you should speak with your veterinarian and get your pet tested as soon as possible.
For more, visit PetDiabetesMonth.com. This message brought to you by Merck Animal Health.
Hey, it's Prince Royce with a special holiday message from Sprint. For me, it's not the holidays if I'm not spending time with my friends and family. This year's Black Friday deals with Sprint are an incredible way to find just the right gift for those special people in your life and avoid the shopping lines so you can still spend some quality time with them. Now get a free 43-inch 4K LG Smart TV when you buy an LG V20 device. Or if you're looking to pick up a Samsung Galaxy S7, Sprint will throw in a Samsung Galaxy Tab E for free. Visit your local Sprint store or Sprint.com/holiday for more information. Wishing everyone out there a happy holiday season.
LG V20, $33 for 24 months with installment billing. GS7, $28.96 for 24 months with installment billing. Tab E free after $10 monthly credits. Coverage and offer not available everywhere. Subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Taxes due at sale. Early termination results in remaining balance due. Restrictions apply.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-393-6139, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-393-6139. That's 800-393-6139.
Filling that landfill in your mind, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The landfill of your mind.
Isn't that a great expression?
That's a good one. You know what they call landfill?
That's it. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and Doug Steffen. Go to talkers.com, find out what's going on. You're certainly going to find it out by listening to us, but you can see a lot of information at talkers.com. All right, so I went through the list of people. You want to give us your observations about these people? That's specific. You said, generally speaking, you've been talking about them as politicians and people and what they're all about, but you think they're all like that? Can you find something good?
I find something good in everybody. I think Donald Trump, number one, is a master media manipulator and an incredible showman.
Arnold Schwarzenegger do as well on the
Arnold Schwarzenegger can't hold a candle to Donald Trump in terms of being a showman. President. Donald Trump is the greatest showman of our time.
Really?
Now, whether he'll be a good president or not, I don't know. But you do have to have a certain skill at showmanship to be president today. Mike Pence, he's a quiet guy who either you agree or don't agree with his principles, but he's not going to change from them. He seems to be a man of character, and he hasn't said anything yet that shows me he's unstable. Mike Pence is very stable.
Yeah.
Barack Obama is going out as president. He did some good things. He did some bad things. I think history is going to be kind to him. I hear nice things about Nikki Haley, but I don't know much about her. Stephen K. Bannon is a mystery, but I think that there's a partial contrivance. I think he likes to play the part of Darth Vader. I think he uses it correctly. I think he's a true believer. I don't think he's a racist. I don't think he's anti-Semitic. I think that he, in some cases, associates with these people. Not crazy about Rudy Giuliani. I think that he is a man of his time and place. Kushner's a mystery. Romney's a gentleman. Vladimir Putin is Russian. Angela Merkel's a German. Kanye West is a character. And Mark Zuckerberg is a lucky guy.
Wow! Look at that. How many points does Michael Harrison get for that, folks? 10 before the hour on this week's countdown.
Pay
paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.99%. APR, 4.77%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.99% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather-tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah! No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now, 53 past the hour, this is the Talk Radio Review, the hot hits in talk radio, as garnered by the folks who at Target Magazine watch this sort of thing, pay attention to the radio stations that are programmed for the news talk format, the hosts of the program, the things that they're talking about. It's a big job. Somebody's got to do it. So Michael Harrison, who has size 14 shoes, has stepped into that role and plays it very well. Every week he's here to go through the work that he and his staff do. I don't think anybody else at Target has size 14 shoes, though, do they?
But you know what they say, you can, if a man has large feet, he likely has a large nose.
Yeah, I've heard that, yeah. Yes, that's very good.
Where'd you come up with a 14 shoe? I have a 13 shoe.
Oh, 13. I thought I knew.
Yeah, it's still big. It's still big.
Yeah.
You know, you know, it's very hard to buy men's socks if you have larger than a size 12 shoe.
I did not know that.
Oh, you walk around with those lines around your calf, you know.
Because really?
Only certain stores sell socks that are large enough for heavy-duty men.
Right. All right, speaking of that, at Talkers.com, there is a rather large, loud video.
Oh, my.
And the large, loud video is done by Alex Jones.
Yep.
And I thought perhaps you'd like to tell us the story. The encapsulated header is Go Blank Yourself.
Well, it says go F and then all
blank,
kinds
blank,
of
K.
Right, right.
Was being nice.
As a matter of fact, we had an editorial meeting as to whether to accept the ad because of that word.
Really?
Not because of what Jones says. We don't censor, legitimate thought on the spectrum.
Right.
I'm not going to take any ads at talkers for Nazis or anything that's really grossly negative. But if it's on the spectrum of public opinion, we're free speech freaks. But we were questioning whether or not to have that F word in the banner, which of course is sort of clickbait. And when you click on it, there's Alex Jones in a parking lot ranting about intolerant liberals, and some guys in a truck go by and they go, F you, Jones! And it's pretty amazing. I don't plug my products
not as well as you might.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
But for the sake of people checking that out, go to talkers.com on the homepage and you'll see the big
and
F word.
Funny, the comments are hysterical. Let's see if I can read some of these on the air. Oh, if it's all in WikiLeaks, then it must be true. Alex Jones is talking about something that's in WikiLeaks. That guy going by the SPU saying it.
I don't know. See, I'm so skeptical. I don't know whether that's a friend of Jones set up to do it.
It could have been a setup. Yeah,
of course it could be. I don't know.
Showman. And now it was a setup.
Talk about a showman. Alex Jones is a great showman.
He is a great showman. He's a very entertaining radio person.
See, we're living in a world that is a giant reality show. Now, I don't know how new that is. Shakespeare said all of the world's a stage.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe we're just realizing it, that we're all a bunch of media exhibitionists.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're here being ourselves, occupying time and space. Here's a listener, Lou, who says, what a complete Richard. And then there's Gene who says, are you serious? You're wasting valuable listener time with this nonsense. Lady, have you been listening to the radio for the past 40 years? Do you realize how much time we all have wasted either doing this stuff or listening to this stuff? Come on. Mm-hmm. What is this? I'm delighted with the election outcome. This is ridiculous. He needs to get over himself. It's pretty funny. George writes, right, Alex, stick to the point. Avoid the name calling. See, that's one of the things that really does bug me. People, that's just because that's the way I am. I'm a little too soft and I'm a little too nice. So it hasn't always counted in my favor as a talk radio person because I don't like name calling. I don't like to make people uncomfortable. The discontent. I like people being happy and calm and cool and collected. And so when people think they have to be name callers to get somewhere on the air, I say, well, that's what them politicians taught us. Look at all the name calling that Trump did. And the people back aimed at him, the names they called him, that kind of stuff. This is the president of the United States, for God's sakes. And some of the things that were coming out of him were just awful.
Right, the commander in tweet.
Somebody's got to take the phone away from that guy. So he can't do any more tweeting, whatever they call it.
I don't know, but one thing you have to admit, he's tapped into a very powerful form of social media.
He sure has, and he's got everybody talking.
I have to, from a non-political perspective, I have to salute this guy.
Well, all over Facebook, everywhere, you name it, he's there. All right, so this is good, Michael. We've stimulated a lot of people. And a lot more people will listen to us next week because they like what we did this week.
Happy holiday.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family and all those who are listening to this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show, the Talk Radio Review, if you will. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harris.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal-impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.